पूरिया के मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरिया के, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके। अंबर पे आंख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए, संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए, दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके। तू जो धरा पे पधारे फूल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे, गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे, हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके।
भर ले Today, Bap Dada is seeing his carefree emperor children everywhere. Every child wakes up in the morning in the carefree state and performs actions in that state too. Every child has this experience that this life of a carefree emperor is a wonderful life. It is a state of being carefree and also being an emperor. It is such a lovely life, is it not? Why? Because all of you have given your worries to Baba and have taken intoxication from him. This intoxication also is an imperishable intoxication which you have taken from Baba. Each one of you experiences this, is it not? That this carefree life is so lovely. Day and night, there is no type of worry at all, but there is only intoxication. You know that this life of staying carefree has been given to you by Baba, not only for one birth, but Baba has made you become carefree emperors for many lives, many births.
Befikar jeevan agar hai.
You are experiencing that if life is carefree, then the divine light keeps sparkling on the forehead. And if there is worry, then
anek prakar ke
on the forehead, if there is worry, then on the head there is a basket of lots of sorrow in it. This carefree life, the method for attaining this carefree life is very easy. Whatever mine is there in the limited form, that you have transformed it to yours. Mine and yours. The difference in these two words is on the basis of one alphabet. Ma, mera, so ma turns into tera, so this ma turns into ta. Mine changes into yours. So just one change of one alphabet only, M into T, like mera into tera. And by changing one alphabet only, the whole life becomes filled with happiness. So your life has become filled with happiness, has it not? Not if it has. Your life has become carefree, hasn't it? Now, Bap Dada wants from every child that as the basis of waste of life filled with worry is waste thoughts. So, as the basis of worry is waste thoughts, so, Bap Dada wants that every child should finish waste to such an extent that not even a trace of it remains. Because when you change mine into yours, then what do you yourself become? You become carefree emperor. And this life of a carefree emperor is so lovely. You stay carefree whilst performing every action too. No worry at all. Why, what, how, till when. All these questions have finished. Today
is the season.
Today.
Last then.
On this last day of this season, today on this last day of this season, Bab Dada wants that every child should change mine into yours. The rest Baba will do. You just change one alphabet. N into T. Ma, Mera into Tera. Do you accept this? Those who think it is possible to do it, raise your hand. Very good. Because these 5-6 months, because
powerful
these
5-6
months
Sukh Shanti,
you have to give the rays of peace and happiness to the souls, to the distressed souls of the world, and you have to keep your mind busy in that. Where do the waste thoughts come? They come in the mind, don't they? So Bab Dada wishes that everyone becomes a carefree emperor and makes his mind or attitude so busy that
व्यर्थ को आने की
that
margin
waste does not get any margin to come. You don't have to work hard for that, but in Baba's love, you stay so busy in Baba's love, stay so busy, let your mind stay so busy in serving to the mind, that you don't even have to battle inside. Many children say, we don't want it, but these waste thoughts come on their own, not that we want them to come, but they come on their own. So what will you call that? It means that you have not kept your mind busy in Baba's remembrance and service. When Baba asks all of you, how much love do you have for Baba? What do you reply? You say it is unlimited love, is it not? So if you say it is unlimited love, it means that if there is love for someone, it means that you have to also obey him. It's not difficult to obey the one whom, for whom you have love. So, all of you have unbroken love for the Father, is it not? Or is it always? Is your love for Baba sometimes or is it always? Those who say it is always, love for Baba is always, raise your hand. Oh. It's always, constant. So think over. If it is constant, always, continuous, unbroken, whatever word you may use, so it means that whatever Baba says, the child should do it. So father saying and child's doing, it should be simultaneous. You know this, don't you? Now, in this season, in this season, wishes that you make a determined thought for this. Are you ready? Nod to Baba if you say you are ready. Are you ready to make a determined thought? Those at the back, are you ready to make a determined thought? Are you ready? Mothers, are you ready?
Pandavas,
are you ready? Raise your hand. So you can raise both hands. When you raise your hand, you please Baba a lot. Now, just as you raised your physical hands, similarly, raise the hand of your mind that I will never allow waste thought to enter my mind. Work of waste thought is to come, but what is your work? It is to finish it. So, in this season, Baba has said it earlier too, that you have to pay attention to two things. One is your thoughts and the other is your time. You know this. You know that every minute of the confluence age is connected with 21 births. And at this time, the children have love for the father, and the father has love for the children. Therefore, every second of confluence age is not actually 1 second. Why? Because it has connection with 21 births. Each second has connection with 21 births. And if not now, never. Why? Because if you save time now, then that love which you have for the father, it means you wish to stay with Baba, and you also wish to return home with the father. So you stay here with the father and you also return home with the father, because you have to return home, is it not? And then come with the father in the kingdom, and especially with Brahma Baba. You come in the kingdom and stay close, especially with Brahma Baba in the kingdom too. This is why, as Brahma Baba is in the angelic forms, and you have to go with him, then what will you have to become? You also will have to become an angel. Is it not? You have to become an angel for that. If you want to return with the Father who is the angel. You have to go with the Father giving your hand in his hand. Then what is the hand? The hand, the angel will not have physical hands. What is Brahma Baba's hand? It is Srimat. It's the hand of Srimat. So it is Bap Dada Srimat that you become carefree emperors. And as your mother, Mama Jagadamba, made the efforts, whatever Baba said, she did it. Whatever Baba told, Mama did it. Similarly, you have to follow Jagadamba, Mama.
Samay aur sankalp ko safal.
You have to make. You have to use your time and thoughts in a worthwhile way. As you have been told that every single thought, every single moment has connection with 21 lives of the future. So Bap Dada wants that you always keep your mind busy. Either you do churning of the murli or do service, but every moment you have to keep yourself busy. You should make your chart. From time to time in between the drills which Bap Dada has told you about, you know it, don't you? The drill for becoming bodiless or the drill of having the awareness of your three stages. You know it, don't you? Just as Baba has three forms, so too you also have three forms.
Brahmin,
Frishta, angel,
or Devta,
and deity.
In teen roopo mein
do the drill of these three forms and thereby keep your mind busy in it. So, what is the Maha Mantra, the great mantra? Manmana Bhava. Bab Dada has lots and lots of love for every child.
Bab Dada, yehi chahte hai.
This is why Bab Dada wants that every child becomes blessed with the blessing, may you be victorious. You have been told earlier that there are many children who think, well, we don't mind becoming victorious, but then the rosary of the victorious is only of 108, and even if we become victorious, we cannot come in the rosary because it's only 108 who can come in that rosary. But then Bab Dada has so much love for you, you just become victorious, and Baba will extend that rosary and he will make more rows in the rosary. So don't worry, don't think. You just become victorious. So, what is your thought? What is your determined thought? You have to become victorious, is it not? Or only 108 will become victorious? Every child of the father is victorious.
Har bacche ke mastak mein
Bab Dada,
kya dekh rahe hai?
What does Bab Dada see on the forehead of every child? Bab Dada sees the tilak of victory on the forehead of each child. Because you have recognized the father in spite of him being in an ordinary form, even if it's the last child and maybe his efforts are not that strong. But still, even that child has this speciality that he has recognized the father who has come in the ordinary form. And he has at least said, my Baba, after having recognized him, in the ordinary form. This is why every child has to keep the courage and become victorious in any case. But for that, what you have to do is not something to do with hard work, it's something to do with love. What do you have to do for that? You have love for Bap Dada, you have love for the family. Therefore, therefore, you are not separate from Brahma Baba. So how much love you have for Brahma Baba? You are not separated from Brahma Baba. How much love you have for Brahma Baba? Those who think that we have unbroken, very, very strong bond of love for Baba, which can never be broken. Atut means unbroken, very strong, very firm, which can never be broken. Strong bond of love. So, very good. Then, what would Bap Dada want to see in the next season? What would Bap Dada want to see in the next seed? Next season, you know it. There are 5-6 months before the next season begins. So it's now it's beginning of April and Baba season begins in October. So from April to October, in these 5-6 months, you have to change waste into powerful thoughts and you have to change waste into powerful thoughts. So, say, all Madhuban residents, stand up. Whether it's downstairs, Shantivan or Mount Abu, Gyan Sarovar, Pandav Bhavan, everywhere, all residents of Madhuban, stand up. There are so many. Madhuban, those of Madhuban are loved by Bap Dada. It doesn't mean that others are not loved by Bap Dada. They are loved by Bap Dada too. But there is special love for Madhuban residents for one particular reason. And that for one for one reason, all of you are yogi souls, all of you are jnani souls. But those of Madhuban have a very special lift for making their future very elevated. What is that special lift? What is that lift which only Madhuban residents have for making their future very elevated? All those who come to Madhuban, you are instrumental for serving all those souls who come to Madhuban. For example, those who are cooking in the kitchen, whatever duty you are doing, Bap Dada says that even if somebody has the duty of sweeping the floor, even that one is very fortunate. Because all those who come here, they see this atmosphere and they see the love and power in you of serving, then that gives them so much happiness. Well, it could be anyone. It could be the ones who are cooking in the kitchen or any other duty they are doing. But on seeing the Madhuban residents, the Madhuban residents have this chance. The love of Madhuban and the powerful atmosphere which you create has a very big impact on them. Therefore, Bap Dada is giving lots and lots of congratulations to the Madhuban Nivasis that you finished this season and in the future too. In the future too, you will be instrumental for making the souls get more and more experiences and also becoming more and more powerful. So everyone should clap for the Madhuban Nivasis. So Baba's blessing the Madhuban Nivasis that you will do more and more and make the souls more and more powerful, the atmosphere more and more powerful. Today, at Amrit Vela, Sevadharis, the servers of Madhuban, came in front of Bap Dada, appeared in front of Bap Dada.
Bap Dada वतन में भी मिले और
बाप दादा मेट ईच वन इन द सटल रीजन्स एंड
चार बजे
एंड You have been told before that at 4 o'clock at Amrit Vela, your dadis who have gone in the advance party, they also come. Therefore, Even today, the dadis in particular and also the senior brothers had reached the subtle regions. And they told Bap Dada to emerge the Madhubani Vasis, especially Didi and Dadi. Both of them And also the brothers. Remembered the residents of Madhuban. Dadi gave special remembrance. And gave the fruit of the subtle regions mango. And mango is a very, subtle region fruit is so special. The trees there have the fruit so low that you don't have to use a stick to make the fruit fall. You just raise your hand and the fruit will come in your hand, So Dadi said, let us have a picnic, a mango picnic with all the Madhubani Vasis. Other Dadis were with Dadi and even the brothers were there. So Bap Dada asked the Dadis, what comes in your mind about the Madhubani Vasis? So what did Dadi say, When Baba asked the Dadis what was coming in their mind about Madhubani Vasis, so what do you think Dadi must have said? Dadi was saying, that till now my wish is that every Madhuban resident, every resident of Madhuban of course has to make effort to finish his or her weaknesses, but Daddy wants something from the Madhubanivasis. What Daddy wants from the Madhubanivasis, she said, that each Madhubanivasi
Bap Saman Banje
should become Bap Saman.
Vaise to sabhi ko banna hai.
Well, everyone has to become, but the Madhubanivasis in particular should become Bap Saman.
Dadi se pyar tha ye.
Madhubanivasis had great love for Dadi ji, and Dadi was saying, yes, I know Madhubanivasis have great love for me. And in return of the love for Dadiji, Dadiji's wishes that each one should become Bap Saman. Just as Mama kept the aim, whatever Baba said, she did it immediately. Madhubanivasis know this. Similarly, right from Amrit Vela till night time, each resident of Madhuban, if you have love for Baba, as you have love for Baba, you have love for Dadiji, so just as Mama obeyed every word of Baba and brought it in her life, similarly, and I also brought that, Daddy was saying, so if you have love for the Dadis, then this you also do it. Right from morning till night time. You should not create any thought or say any word or do any action which the Dadis or anyone does not like. This is my special suggestion to the Madhubanivasi, Dadi said it. So, I was talking about Dadiji, then Gulzar, then. So Gulzar Ben told Dadi that, Dadi, whatever you say, Madhubanivasis will do it. So did Gulzar Dadi say the right thing? That whatever Dadiji will tell them, that Madhubanivasis will do, and all Madhubanivasis raised their hand. Therefore, very good. So,
last day now.
Today is the last day of the season, is it not? Also, there was a lot of entertainment going on in the subtle regions today. Then, because after that, all of you, the Madhubani residents, that scene was merged. Then, dadis, then Abdada and the dadis, they emerge
double,
the double foreigners.
All
double foreigners stand up, all double foreigners stand up. All the double foreigners stand up. About 300 double foreigners are here. 300 this side. Wave to Baba. 300 double foreigners are here. Okay, sit down. Sit down, all double foreigners, please sit. So Bhatta that emerged, all the double foreigners in the subtle regions in front of the dadis. And then on seeing the double foreigners, Dadi said,
double videshon ki ye baat bahut,
I like one thing of the double foreigners very much. Because Dadi was saying that how the double foreigners, they create so many yuktis for collecting money, for buying the ticket for coming to Madhuban. And when Dadi used to hear the stories of how they gathered the money and bought the ticket to come to Madhuban, so Dadi said, I felt so much love for the double foreigners at that time. So then Dadi continued that, I saw how much zeal and enthusiasm the double foreigners have. The moment they come to Baba, they keep saying, my Baba, and experience so much happiness. The moment they say, my Baba, then the Baba becomes mine for them, becomes theirs, and then their face gleams in joy when they say, my Baba, and they keep dancing. So this is what Dadiji was saying. And Dadiji was saying, yes, Bap Dada and I also used to say that the double foreigners are the decoration, the adornment of Madhuban. Even now, whatever, and work is needed in Madhuban, the double foreigners do it with great interest. Therefore, Dadi said, give my lots and lots of love and remembrance to all the double foreigners too. And tell the double foreigners that all of you are constantly in Bap Dada's heart, and Bap Dada is in your heart. So Dadi said that, convey this blessing on my behalf to the double foreigners. So today, this is the news of the subtle regions of Amrit Vela today.
Chaton
to others everywhere, whether you are sitting in front or in distant places, everywhere. What is Bap Dada seeing?
Bap Dada dekh rahe hain har ek ke mastak mein.
Is seeing in you. What is Bap Dada seeing in you? Bap Dada is seeing
jyoti,
a shining light on the forehead of each of you. Bap Dada is seeing a shining light on the forehead of each of you.
Ke man mein sankalp yahi hai ki hamare ko,
each one of you has this determined thought of becoming like the father. You have this thought that I want to become equal to the father. So everyone has this sealed enthusiasm in his mind that I want to become like the father. Also in this season, Bap Dada wants to say something to the teachers. All the teachers stand up. All the teachers stand up. See, so many teachers. See, just see how many teachers. 1/4 of the hall is filled with teachers.
2000 teachers aayi hai.
2000 teachers. 21,000 Brahmins, and out of that 2,000 teachers. On seeing the teachers, Bap Dada is very happy to see the teachers.
Bap Saman. Seat ka bhagya mila.
Because you have the seat, you have the fortune of getting the seat like Bap Dada. You have been given the seat of reading Bap Dada's murli to everyone.
Baba wish teachers ko.
Bap Dada always says that the teachers are my companions. Now Bap Dada wants one thing from the teachers. Should Baba tell you what Baba wants from the teachers?
Bap Dada chahte
hai. Bap Dada wants
ki har ek teacher,
that every teacher should reveal from her face so much joy, like Bap Dada. Internally the efforts may be there, but it should be visible on your face. From your face, Bap Dada should be revealed. So your face should be able to reveal Bap Dada. Whoever sees you should see the shine of Bap Dada on your face. Those who serve through their face will definitely reveal the Father. Now the time has come to reveal the Father through your face. The time has come to reveal the Father through your face. The teachers remember Baba and say my Baba automatically, is it not? Now you have to reveal the Father, reveal Baba through your face. You can do it, can't you? You can do it, is it not? Yes, if you can, then do it. See the result up to now. Does everyone say, till now, everyone says the Brahma Kumaris are doing a good task. But nobody says till now that we are able to see the Father through you. So the Father is still incognito. But they should be able to see the Father through you. Though the teachers are instrument for that, but it could be anyone through whom the Father be revealed. Each one of you have to reveal the Father through your face. The Brahma Kumaris are doing a good task. That is okay, it's already being done, being spoken. People have reached up to that extent. Now what you have to reveal is that people should say that yes, God Himself, that God Himself has come in the body of Brahma and has made these Brahma Kumaris so worthy that they have become like them. This point is still remaining to be revealed. You sing the song, my Baba has come, my Baba has come. But now, other souls should be able to feel that God Himself has come and He Himself is doing the task through the sisters or brothers. He Himself is getting the work done through these sisters or brothers. That has still to be revealed. This revelation has to happen, is it not? When will you do it? When will you reveal this? What do you say?
apna.
Now, no? You have to do it now, is it not?
Kya kehti? Abhi shuru kar.
Kehti hai abhi shuru karenge, phir agle season tak
karenge. Sister Shanti of Delhi saying, yes, Baba, we will start now and we will finish it till the next season. Are all of you with her? Whatever she's saying, raise your hand if you say this. Those who think yes, that we will do it till the next season. Raise your hand if you say yes. Not all are raising the hand, only few are raising the hand. So not all are raising the hand, probably some should be there who want to see the others revealing. So they will be seeing you and you will be revealing. Is it like that? Because all did not raise the hand. The teachers have made a determined thought, haven't you? Because you are seeing. Bab Dada has already said that anything will, if anything happens, it will happen suddenly. When some children say, but Baba has been saying suddenly, suddenly for a long time now, but that suddenly should happen. That's what some children are thinking. But then when that suddenly will happen, when the children become Bap Saman. Your face, your activity, each word should reveal the Father. It has to happen anyway. It will happen, no doubt. But the only thing is you have to become instrumental for that. Okay, teachers, you may sit down. Now, in the next season, what will you do? What will you do in the next season? The first thing,
apne ko Bap Saman banayenge.
You will make yourself Bap Saman. So whatever is lacking, that you will finish, you will complete. And then, also Bap Dada is happy to know what is, or is pleased to know what is Bap Dada pleased with. Just as now the centers, whether small centers or big centers, they have revealed through words that what task we are doing. So in this way you have changed the atmosphere. Baba is talking about the Platinum Jubilee celebrations which have taken place everywhere, because that has changed the atmosphere and people are becoming more and more aware of what the Brahma Kumaris are up to. So whatever programs you have held up to now, they have been very good. And
attention, maybe
you are coming in the, you are like drawing attention of all the people now. They too are beginning to say that yes, these Brahma Kumaris are truly doing something great, because they have completed 75 years of their task. So that is okay, but now what people should say is that now that the God of the Brahma Kumaris has come. So God, what the Brahma Kumaris are talking about, God, that God has come. This is your aim, is it not? So, till the next season, this task should begin, that people should start saying, yes, God has come, God has come. Make a program for that. You hold meetings, don't you? You make plans. So in your meeting, make this program. That let all the children come to know that the father who is giving the inheritance has come, so that they do not stay behind and not be able to claim it, because Baba feels mercy on seeing the children. When the souls, they cry out in distress and sorrow, Bap Dada feels very sorry for them. They are also invoking you, the gods and goddesses. Therefore, in the next season, first of all, there should be no trace of waste in you. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? No trace of waste. Raise your hand of the heart. The hand coming from the heart. What exactly is waste? Even that the knowledge of waste should disappear. Just as, when the princesses of golden age used to come, when the sisters would be in trance, the princess of golden age would come, they did not know what sorrow was. And if somebody would say something of sorrow, they would say, what is she saying? So they wouldn't understand what the meaning of sorrow. Similarly, in the Brahmin family, nobody should know what waste is. There should be ignorance of waste, of the knowledge of waste. That there should be only self-contemplation, self-awareness.
Okay.
Now, whose turn is it? It is the turn of Delhi and Agra. 13,000 have come from Delhi and Agra. Delhi and Agra, nearly a whole gathering 13,000 from Delhi and Agra. We are having lovely flags. My Mira Baba is written in Hindi. See on the TV, see this wonderful scene on the telly, on the TV screen. Delhi people have made this little flag. It's also helping them to, you know, fan themselves because it's so warm in the hall. So some of them are even fanning themselves with this little flag, Mira Baba. Now put your flags down, Baba is telling them. Put your flags down. So those of Delhi will have to make their heart very big. They'll have to broaden their heart more because all the Brahmins, when they'll become deities, where will they come? They will come to Delhi. They will all come to Delhi to rule. So you'll have to make your heart very big to accommodate them.
To Delhi walon ko bahut badi dil banani.
So you'll have to make your heart very big.
Dekho, agar Brahma Bab bhi Krishna ban ke aayenge.
See, if Brahma Baba's soul comes as Krishna, then where will he come? He will come in Delhi. No, everyone in Delhi is clapping. Oh, Baba will, Krishna will come as Krishna in Delhi. Delhi will have to increase the quantity of Brahmins in Delhi too for that. The maximum quantity should be in Delhi of Brahmins. So just as you raised these flags, similarly in everyone's heart, Baba's flag should be raised. In every heart of the distressed souls, Baba's flag should be raised. So make the flag of Baba be raised in the hearts of the distressed souls. Otherwise service is happening that you are doing service. But Bap Dada saw that this year no zone is lacking behind in service. Everyone had a big heart and very, very happily they did service. Whatever programs they did them very well. They were very lovely, very beautiful. And they made the people, they clarified to the people that you are a soul. You are not the body.
Ye baat
You are a soul and not the body. Majority of them, of the people, have accepted this. So just as this understanding of soul has come in them, now make them be strong in this point of the Supreme Soul too. In this Bhaptada is going to see who's going to take number one to make people understand who God is. We have told them very well about who the soul is or what soul is, this lesson of the soul. You have said very well. Now who the Father is and how the Father is giving the inheritance, that point has to be clarified. At least they should take the inheritance because they are part of your family. They are also in your family, so they should not be behind in claiming their inheritance. So for that, what you have to do, that Baba has already told you. Delhi is the foundation. That day will also come. That day will also come when this whole ministry, the government, when this whole ministry will begin to wonder. That these people, whatever they are saying, that we will have to accept it. The government will say that whatever these people are saying, we have to accept it. Do this wonder. Let Delhi do it, or whichever zone does it. Bhaptada will give them a prize. So whatever points are still remaining to be clarified, that you have to complete. You have the enthusiasm to do it, is it not? Those of Delhi have this enthusiasm, is it not? Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, double videshi bhai maine baithe hain sabhi.
Double foreigners are sitting. All double foreigners stand up again.
Double videshi bhai maine sabhi khade.
All double foreigners stand up again. Baba only saw you. Baba didn't address you much. So Muni Ben is announcing your name again. Bap Dada wants that
aapko title mila,
that just as you have received the title double foreigners,
aise
similarly
aapka title lo,
now claim this title, double effort makers, intense effort makers. Claim this title also. Intense effort makers, double foreigners have come. That's what your title is, should be. Can it be said like that for you? Intense effort makers, double foreigners. Just as you are called double foreigners, you should also be called intense effort makers.
Koi bhi sadharan.
let not any of your effort be ordinary. It should be intense. Bab Dada has said that yes, how courageous you are that you come to Madhuban anyhow. Bab Dada has not seen any meeting in which double foreigners are not there. In every meeting double foreigners are there. So just as you kept the courage and have come and keep coming to Madhuban, so too now certain example of this type of being called intense effort makers, that double foreigner means intense effort maker. Can it be possible? Can it be possible? Raise your hand if you think it can be possible. Then in the next season, whoever will come, all of them will be of the intense effort maker group. So that they can move forward. Therefore, in the next season, Bab Dada will make those who are intense effort makers to stand up and who did not have any obstacle in becoming intense effort makers. So when Bab Dada will say, who are the intense effort makers who did not stop anywhere and continued intensely in their efforts? So double foreigners, all double foreigners should stand up when Baba tells you. Therefore, your effort should be such that you are able to raise your hand at that time. Yes, Baba, we are intense effort makers. Okay? In the first line, is it okay? Yes? The first line, Rajanti Ben there, Chakradari Ben, Gayatri Ben. So, what about Madhubani Vasis? I was asking the Madhubani Vasis to all those sitting in the first line, the Madhuban Vasis, those who are different departments sitting. Madhubani Vasis also stand up? Also stand up, Madhubani Vasis. Are they visible on the TV? If Bab Dada says, who were those who said that they will do intense effort from the TVs, it can be known, no? Who stood up and said they will become intense effort makers? Well, everyone is hearing anyway, but Madhuban Nivasis, will you raise your hand when Baba asks who are the intense effort makers? Just as Baba said for double foreigners, Madhuban Nivasis also, will you raise your hand when Baba asks who are the intense effort makers? And they are raising their hand. So to you, Baba gives multi-million times congratulations for that then. Very good. Bab Dada will note from every zone how many became intense effort makers. You give your list. Each zone gives their list of how many are intense effort makers in their zone. They should bring their list. Okay, is it okay? Those at the back, do you feel it's okay? Can you do it? Will you do it?
आपको ठीक लगता है?
Do you think it's okay to ask in this way?
बहुत
अच्छा. It's very good.
बाप दादा को दीवार पुरुषार्थी.
बाप दादा.
बहुत पसंद.
Likes the intense effort makers very much.
कब तक साधारण पुरुषार्थ करें?
For how long will you continue to make ordinary efforts? We all want to return home with Baba, is it not? So you'll have to become intense effort. You'll have to make intense effort in order to return home with the Father.
Bab Dada ko sunaya bhi.
Bab Dada has told you that Bab Dada wants to see every child as a victorious child. This happened, that happened. This news Baba doesn't like to hear. So whichever zones are there in these 6 months before the next season begins, in these 6 months, all of you should do the intense effort, and that result Baba will see when the next season begins. And if you make intense effort for 6 months, then you'll form a habit of making intense effort. Then Baba will take the result. In these 6 months, how many became intense effort makers? Baba will take the result. And then Baba will give a prize. The zone in which there are more intense effort makers, Baba will give that zone a prize. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? Yes, those of Madhuban. Very good. Okay, you may sit down. Also double foreigners. Now move ahead, Baba's telling.
Baba ke bacche sab naye naye bhi aaye hain.
Baba, there are so many new souls, new children, all the first timers, all the guests also, the first timers have come, they stand up, there are so many first timers. There are so many guests too. Very good.
जो भी पहले बारी आए हैं.
All those who have come for the first time.
बाप दादा.
To all of you.
बहुत बहुत मुबारक.
बाप दादा is congratulating you very much.
Kyo?
Because
kyo ke is dukh ke vayu mandal Oh.
because you have because there is so much sorrow and distress in the world, but you have come out of that and have reached here. Now, from your own life experience, you can give the introduction of the Father to others. And all those who have come, they should know that although you have come last at the end, but then from last you can go fast and become good effort makers and get an elevated state status, because you have come to know who the Father is, and therefore you have the right to the inheritance. You have recognized the Father, and therefore you have the right to the inheritance. Bap Dada, is happy to see that before the time comes to an end, you have reached your own home before the end. So Baba is happy that the children have reached their family, their own home. That place where you are is the place for your work, is your workplace. But this place is God's home, and therefore your home. This is why the Father is multi-million times happy to see how his children who were separated from the Father have now come back to their family, have come back to their home. Now you are last, but you can go fast. There still is some margin to make up. If you make intense effort, then you can move forward as much as you can. You have the chance. For that, the only thing you'll have to do is to pay more attention, that's all. And of course, Bap Dada will be happy on seeing this, that, oh, wonderful, how great my children are. So welcome. And now make yourself move forward. and make yourself move forward and continue to go ahead. Om Shanti. You may sit down. When you've been reminding Baba, love and remembrance. To all the children everywhere. Love and remembrance from the heart and along with that Dada wants that every child should keep the intoxication, the faith and intoxication of the self, of their self-respect, and stay constantly happy and never leave their self-respect. The one with self-respect means the one who has all attainments. The list of the different titles is very big. Every day you can bring in your consciousness each of your title of self-respect and thereby become intense effort maker and continue to move forward. Make Bap Dada sit in your heart and you make yourself sit in Bap Dada's heart. You make Bap Dada sit in your heart and you sit in Bap Dada's heart and become fearless, become a master almighty authority and keep moving forward, keep flying and make others fly. Om Shanti. Bap Dada is beginning to love to say Om Shanti. Okay.